Oh God, I can't deal. I can't deal. Okay. Well, that was good. I'm glad we got to watch that before we that was so great. That was unexpected.
Right?
Yes.
We just got to watch the trailer together.
We did. That was like 90 seconds of, like I said, I got like chill bumps. That made me like really excited.
Yay!
Excited. Yay.
Well, I was less excited because to find it, I Googled and got the headlines, which all basically are summarized as Iron Fist is shit.
But I think that's not surprising to me at all. I did not think that Iron Fist was gonna like enter this world like being loved by critics at all.
Like since before it even existed, people were saying it was going to fail. So.
I just knew that, and it's nothing against Iron Fist. I just knew whatever show failed last was going to have the hardest time. So,
Poor Danny.
poor Iron Fist, but I don't give a shit. Fuck all the haters. I don't care because a lot of it is ridiculous. A lot of it is being mad at a show for being the show that
Right.
is. A lot of it is, oh my God, it's too comic booky. Oh my God, it's not comic booky enough. Oh my God, it's too slow. Oh my God, it's didn't do a good enough time of like fleshing out all the characters, so it's back and forth shit. And I really do hate that these reviews come out and these critics, which is their job. Look, I get it. I get it. Everybody's a critic. It's the internet. Everybody's got an opinion. I do hate it though that they come out without seeing the whole series. That's what I hate. They make judgments based on six or seven or four, whatever episodes.
Yeah, because we know they had to have stopped at episode 6 because something major spoilery happens in episode 7.
Yeah, so that to me is not fair because I don't think Netflix shows episode to episode. You have to see like the whole thing. That's what it's there for. It's not you don't cut it off at like episode one stop or two. It's meant to be binged the whole show. And I don't know that, if you stop at six, that's that you can get a good enough judge of. Of course, these shows, yes, I mean, they're going to have like all of the shows kind of do. There are pacing problems in the show. I know this. The shows are not perfect. So some of their gripes are probably the same gripes that we've had with some of the other shows. But I don't get it. I don't get why the hate? I don't understand. I don't. It's almost like it's just backlash. Like it's just time to hate on Marvel Netflix for being so damn good all the time.
Hate is gonna hate.
Hate is gonna hate. But
Not
oh
like they're
well.
gonna turn around and hate Guardians of the Galaxy.
She's gonna make all the money.
Right?
Gonna make all the money. But like it's just a cool thing to do right now is to hate on Danny Rand.
Hate
And
on Danny.
poor Finn, he tried to engage on Twitter and that was
Oh my God. Yes. Poor. F I mean, he tried and he was being very reasonable. And it's really, I mean, like,
But he can't win.
you cannot win. Nobody can win
No.
that discussion, like, at all.
No, if we discussed it, we would not win. I mean, so there's, I just don't understand. I appreciate him for trying to engage. I do. But I don't understand why people want to make him answer a question that he really can't answer. Or hate on him for like taking a job.
Right. Like,
Like my
hello,
friend.
you've been offered a starring role with Marvel. Oh no.
Like my friend.
I'm going
So
to go struggle instead. Like,
right.
no.
Because purpose and, and making a stand and stuff. And even my friend Brittany is like, she's like, fuck, if they had offered me the role, I would have taken it. So, I mean, anyway, yeah, we might as well not even. go there.
I already did. The MCU Exchange podcast, I already did. So
Did you? Because it would be one thing if, you know, I think you could call it whitewashing if they all of a sudden decided to make Luke Cage a white guy. Then it's whitewashing. I don't get where it's whitewashing when Danny Rand is a blonde-haired white guy in the comic. I don't
A blonde-haired white guy who a large part of his story is being ostracized because he's a white guy in an Asian culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the whole point, is that, like, I mean, did you ever watch that yellow face thing that yes. Chris Gorham did?
Yes.
It's kind of like, I mean, the way I'm envisioning what they've put together for Iron Fist is that it's like, yeah, a yellow face. I mean, if you had called that play, so because I have the recorder running, like, yellow face was a play where Chris Gorham was in it and he was a white guy, and the play was about this Asian role that was accidentally given to a white guy. They thought he was Asian, like, his agent said, sure, he's from Siberia or something, I don't know. And he ended up, like, so the play was all about him being a white guy in Asian culture. And right. There was nothing that felt whitewashed about that, because the story was about him being a white guy trying to play off Asian culture. And I sort of feel like Iron Fist, you know, like, everybody looked on the surface and was like, oh, it's a white guy doing kung fu. Obviously, this is racist.
Yeah.
And we don't know the story yet. And no. Like I said, I haven't been reading those reviews, but I get the feeling that they haven't had it all cleared up in the first six episodes. But I've been thinking of it a lot, like that yellow face role that Chris Gorham had.
Yeah, there's just, we've discussed this a lot this week. Me and my sister, Brittany at work, we've gone over and over this and just not really understanding people just not wanting to let this go. This, you know, I don't. You know, I don't know. And maybe I can understand it. Maybe that's the point. Maybe I can't understand it.
True.
You know, but.
I mean, a lot of times, like, no matter how outrageous it is, I can usually get to one side and be like, okay, yeah, I guess I could
understand it. Like, I understand the Tilda Swinton thing in Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Yes. I understand that. I don't understand this when people have been so pleased that these characters, these actors that they've cast in these roles, people go, oh my God, they look just like so-and-so's in the comics, you know, or this page, this panel from the comics. This is, you know, she looks exactly like Jessica Jones. That's exactly Luke Cage. And all of a sudden to do something different and make Danny not be Danny from the comics. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Half the people are going to be outraged no matter what you do. So,
yeah. So we're going to watch
We're going to watch the hell out of it.
Are you going to get up at 3 a.m.?
I'm going to get up at 3 a.m.
You've never been so certain.
I'm going to. Yeah.
I mean, except for that one time that I was in the hotel room with you and I was like, you're getting up at 3 a.m.
Well, and Daredevil season one.
Did you get up at 3 a.m.? Did I get up at 3
a.m.? Yes.
We did.
Okay. Yes, we got up at 3 a.m. I had three episodes watched before I even went to work that day. Yes.
Yeah.
And you told me, like, don't even start episode 4 if you can't finish it.
That's right.
Or 5. One or the other. One of those you told me, like, don't even start that if you can't finish it.
True. No, I think it was 4 because that's the one where Claire gets abducted.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think.
So I didn't even start it. So we did do Jessica Jones, but I didn't. I think I watched the first episode and went back to bed on Jessica Jones.
Yeah, and I know I got up at 3 for Luke.
I did not because I was flying out the next morning.
That's right.
So I didn't, but I did watch like one episode before work. So yes, I am planning on it, and I will probably, my goal is to just watch probably the first two before work and not try to like rush anything, you know, not try to hurry up and get three or four in.
But what are you going to do? Like, go to work a half hour earlier?
No, but I mean, I think two, usually the first two episodes in is a good, like, stopping point.
Okay. Well, they're doing the, so the red carpet thing on Tuesday, they're only giving the first episode.
Oh, really?
That's what the invite says.
Well, that's interesting. Cause
yeah.
Right. All the other shows, they did the first two, right? I mean,
yeah. All the other shows, they did the first two episodes. But for this one, the invite that I got says the first episode. So I'm wondering if it's extra long or if they're just being stingy or what?
Yeah, that's okay. Well, that's huh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm double checking right now because I got confirmation. I mean, I got my own invite to go to the screening.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Did you finally get one?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Cool. So they, like, initially on the invites, they invited, it seems like they just invited people with a New York address. So.
Yeah.
A friend of ours offered to take me as his guest, or I basically said, you're taking me as your guest. And he was like, yeah, sure. Thank you, Mike. And then, like, the next week, I got my own invite, and it was, we're opening up 50 more seats.
Okay.
To the first 50 people that respond, and I responded, and I got one.
Nice. That's so cool.
So, okay, but, there's a fucking nor'easter coming.
Oh, gosh.
We're supposed to get a foot of snow on Tuesday, the same day as the screening.
Why does God hate Iron Fist?
Right? What did Iron Fist do to God? Does God live in the spirit of Shallow? However you pronounce the dragon? Shallow?
Why is God so angry? Sha-la-la-la-la.
Does God live in the heart of a dragon?
Oh my God. Holy shit. Well, you just can't worry about stuff like that, so.
Well, and that's what, I mean, I'm like, if I make it, I make it. If not, I wake. I mean, if I'm just getting to see the first episode, like, I would love to go. I mean, because it should, yeah. It usually, and I haven't seen, like, an official notice of where the red carpet premiere is, but it, you know, it's usually at the red carpet. I think it,
the Tribeca, is that where it's at?
Tribeca Performing Arts Center?
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Okay,
yeah.
Then that's what it is.
Okay.
So, you know, I'd like to go, I'd like to see the people on the red carpet, I'd like to be in the middle of all the excitement, but if there's a foot of snow and the trains aren't running and the turnpike isn't clear,
yeah.
I will just wait and get up at 3 a.m. like everybody else.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, for one episode, it does. Yeah.
Yeah. But, it I mean, make- I'm totally going for one episode if I can get there.
I know, right? Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah, because you don't know who, you know. This might be the first premiere where all the Defenders are there, too.
That's what I'm thinking. They should all be there.
Unless they're trying to wrap filming. I also heard that maybe this week could be the last, like...
Yeah, Jessica Henwick said in one of her interviews that the 16th is her last day of filming. So...
Yeah, so they could... Unless, if they're filming, like... The Defenders finale, then.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, let I mean, like, our main characters break. Our main characters are probably filming, like, in a little bit into the next week or something. Unless, like, Jessica's in the last shot they're filming.
Yeah. But
it's wrapping up. Yeah, but I that's the thing. I do want to see, like, the Defenders, if they're all there. And I don't know. I mean, I want to do it, but... I mean, maybe God hates Iron Fist.
It's okay. You know, the world loves an underdog, so hey.
Right.
You know? I mean, I just don't... first of all, it with all of our defenders, if I look at any of them, I don't see how anybody can hate on our defenders. Look at them. Look how precious they look. All of them. They're precious. How can you hate on Finn Jones? I mean, so I hope you get to go because that's going to be awesome. Because I do have a feeling like some of them are going to show up.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm hoping, I mean, I've heard that, so Luke Cage is the only one I've been to. Mm-hmm. And in that one, it was a small theater up in Harlem. And the fans were in a completely separate theater from the celebrities.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that maybe this is a larger theater. So, I mean, it's at Tribeca Performing Arts Center. So, I'm hoping we're all in the same theater. So that, like, if I squee in delight, Finn could actually hear me.
I want you to get to, I want everybody to go. I want everybody who's supposed to go to, like, go and support the show. Because people, we live in a world where this show exists. How cool is that? That is freaking cool. Yeah. So, I want to, you know, you just shout out my love from afar. Like, Shelby loves you. She would totally be here if she could. She talked about coming, and it's just, I'm glad I didn't, like, plan to come with a nor'easter, like, coming. That's, okay. That's good.
Yes. Yes.
But, yeah. So, because we did sort of want to, like, watch it together, but, hey, you know, sometimes it doesn't always work out.
Oh, and it does look like, I mean, this isn't, like, an AMC theater, so it looks like everything will be in one room.
Well, that'll be so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. This might be really cool. If I can get there.
You're going to get there.
If I can.
It's going to happen.
If I can. Yeah. Yeah, I'm really glad that you didn't come to New York. It has, or up here, it's been so cold. Like, I stepped out to my car this evening and I was like, this is almost cold enough to be Shelby's hotel room where she sleeps.
I know. Well, I was following, you know, our friend Lauren went on the New York City blind spot, like, adventure. And I was following her little thing. And she was talking about how cold it was, like, last week she was there. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, fuck that.
And I haven't really experienced that much cold. I mean, it's been cold. I mean, it's been winter. But it hasn't been that different than I would think in North Carolina. But, like, this week, and maybe that week when she was here, because for some reason our friend Lauren decided to come visit when I was out of town.
Right.
I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, or I'm not saying she doesn't like me, but
you just don't like blind spot enough.
She tried really hard to come out of town. she did it because of her.
We love you, Lauren. We're just playing.
Lauren doesn't listen.
We love you, Lauren. She might listen if we tell her we talked about her.
Anne Marie listens. She'd tell Lauren.
I'm glad I don't do colds. So,
I did the Hamilton cancellation line and I survived and stuff.
I mean, I love you, Danny Rand and baby Iron Fan, but I just don't do cold.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Although, if I had, I really thought that they would have wrapped Defenders probably last week or so. So if I had thought that they were still filming Defenders,
yeah,
I might would have pushed a little harder and tried a little harder. But that's been kind of on lockdown here lately. I haven't seen any leaked fucking pictures, thank God.
And I haven't been seeing, like, filming notices. So, yeah. Like, there hasn't been a whole lot of public stuff on it.
Yay.
Yeah.
That makes Shelby very happy.
Yeah.
Part of it is because I don't want spoilers, and the other part of me is like, because I don't want anybody else to see what I can't see. There, I said it.
It's out. It's out. Shelby's true nature is revealed.
And I feel like Punisher's probably wrapping up in the next 2 weeks or so. I feel like they're getting close.
It started around the same time as Defenders, and they're filming.
It started a month ahead of time.
A month ahead of Defenders. Okay, but they're filming like 5 episodes more than The Defenders because it's a 13 episode series.
Yeah, but usually filming runs for 6 months: October, November, December, January, February, March.
Damn.
So I figure it's close. Yes, they usually film for 6 months, so I figure it's close.
Yeah. Well, I'll see John tomorrow, so I'll be sure to ask him.
Oh my God, that's right! Holy shit! Oh my God, you're going to the Big Apple Con? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So excited.
Yeah.
God. I get to meet some like Daredevil people.
Maybe I'll meet Elden.
He's supposed to be there. He's supposed to.
I might consider doing a photo with Elden. I don't know.
It's listen, I've done it. It is ridiculous. It is. But it's also a lot of fun. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous amounts of money, but it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, it also makes the day like more fun for them, you know? They're there. They have to do it. I mean, I know they're making a shit ton of money, but whatever.
I mean, it just seems like the only way that I'm going to get to meet Elden.
Probably.
Cuz he's kind of yeah.
Probably if I were see if again, if I had known like Big Apple Con was happening, I would have come up there like this weekend. We could have had a whole party week, but
But you would have frozen to death.
I would have frozen to death, but I could have like told John like all kind of things. I could have talked to John Bernthal.
Dude, this actually the photos at this were not crazy. Like a photo
they with, must it a photo it must with not be very big.
Yeah, a photo with Elden is like $50. I mean, they were supposed to have Stan Lee, but Stan had to cancel for health reasons.
I saw that.
But the Stan Lee photo was only $120.
I think Charlie's at Dragon Con was $75. So again, I don't think that's terrible.
Like Frank, not terrible. Frank Miller was $100. Stanley was $120.
Oh, fuck you. No, I'm sorry. I thought that was really negative.
And then like there's like 5 people that are $50. Like John Bernthal and Elden are $50. And then like Peter Shinkoda and
how many people can be in your photo? Is it like of like 4 people? So that's not.
I don't see.
See, that's where to me it's not too bad when you have like 4 people, and you split it. Like if me and you split like a John Bernthal photo op and it's 25 a piece, like that's
yeah,
that's
that wouldn't not be bad at all. And they charge extra if you want a digital copy.
Right, I did that. Yeah, I have a digital copy, which I never really went to and like downloaded, but I have it somewhere in my email if I ever want it.
Oh. And let's see, Elden is at $12.40 though. See, and I also don't know the Daredevil panel, like how long you need to line up, how early you need to line up, and everything. So
yeah, you don't know how big this. Yeah, you don't know.
I really have no idea. I don't even know where I'm going. I will probably get on the train tomorrow and then start looking everything up on my phone.
Where's this one? Where's this at?
It is at. It's somewhere in Manhattan.
Okay.
It's really close to Penn Station.
Okay.
It's 7th Ave and 34th, 33rd.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, like, yeah, well, that's good. It's really close to Penn Station. It's right there in Midtown Manhattan.
Cool, you get to meet some, like, other people, too, that are going to be there. Like, Ellison's supposed to be there. Who else?
Yeah, Jeffrey Cantor is going to be there. Peter Shinkoda and Gideon Emery.
Oh, right! Oh, my God, yes. Oh, I would die.
Yeah.
I would die. You'll have to tell him that. My friend would be here, but she died.
I mean, it's $30 to take a picture with him, so I don't know when I would get to talk to him and tell him that
she died. She died because you're the whole reason why she watched Teen Wolf. Like, she watched 3.5 seasons of Teen Wolf just to see you.
My friend would have been here, but she died. And then he'd be like, oh my God, that's the most depressing story ever. And I'd be like, wait. I didn't mean it that way.
She didn't like die. She just died. Yeah. Gideon Emery is awesome. He's
rules. Okay, the rules here are funny. No kissing, biting, groping, or other types of unwanted touching or molestation during your photo ops.
Okay, I thought maybe they were just con rules, but
no,
okay,
those are the photo op rules. No kissing, okay, biting, groping.
They can get a little, yeah. They can get a little, like, some of them I see sometimes, and I know, like, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people don't mind, but a lot of them get a little cringy sometimes.
Yeah.
They get a little cringy, but whatever.
I don't know. I don't know. If I did a photo op with Eldon, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't do anything cool with Charlie, so I don't know. Just hug him and just, yay, Foggy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, John Bernthal's, like, classic thing is to always, like, put up a fist or, like, a thumbs up in there.
Yeah. Yeah, John has his, like, regular thing. I don't know what I would do with all them. So, and I probably won't have this uploaded early enough for people to give me ideas. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what you could, yeah, I don't know.
And then we looked through the comics, like, the comic artists that'll be there. I mean, other than Frank Miller.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody I recognized at all. And I'm a lot more, like, I know even a lot more now than I did back in October, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because I feel like at New York Comic Con, I miss, like, a shit ton of people. Just not knowing. I didn't know who these people were, and now I do.
Hold on one second. I gotta turn off my air.
Are you cold? Are you cold, Rhiannon? Is it like winter time? I bet it feels so good in there.
What?
I bet it feels so good in your hotel room right now.
Oh, fuck no. I have the air conditioner on like 80.
Oh, God. No, so it's hot. Jesus Christ. Who the fuck ever? I think we've discussed this. Who the fuck ever wants it 80 degrees anywhere?
No, it's like 75.
Okay. That's just bearable.
And I just turned it off so that it would stop because it keeps like cutting on and it's so loud. No, I've been keeping it really warm. I've been waking up really hot. So like I've been trying to turn it down to at least like 70 when I sleep.
There you go. You are learning. You are learning. Yeah. Good for you.
And I just moved into a new hotel room. They had left me like an extra blanket. So maybe I can go colder.
Because you're so precious.
I had the heat up, but it was so cold. I mean, I had it down at Shelby temperatures, but it was so cold.
So precious. It's supposed to be like this week here, you're talking about the weather getting crazy. It's supposed to, it was in the 80s like this week, and then tomorrow and like this week it'll be like in the 30s again. Like Wednesday the high's only supposed to be 55, so
yeah,
whatever, winter, fuck you. Whatever. So gosh, so much excitement. Big Apple Con, I can't wait to hear about this. The Iron Fist premiere.
Yeah, I guess I do have a pretty busy week.
You have a pretty busy week. And then like leading all up to Iron Fist. I thought, and I know reason why Finn hasn't been able to do any of this stuff is because of Defenders, but I wish Finn had been able to do more interviews and stuff.
It really has felt, I mean, like it really, well, and I mean, I guess this is the thing with Netflix is like, it doesn't matter when everybody watches it.
No.
So if they drop it and all of the fans watch it on Friday and then like the other people don't get hyped until 3 weeks from now.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make a difference.
It doesn't matter. I mean.
So maybe they're just not worrying about it, but it does feel. Well, and Scott Buck, the showrunner. Like, I mean, because I was thinking about it. I was like, with Luke Cage, Chiyo Hodari Coker, the showrunner on Luke Cage, like, yeah, he did a lot of hyping.
He did.
He was out there in a lot. And Scott Buck is in Hawaii doing Inhumans.
Yeah.
So he's showrunner on that. So, like, and they just started filming that. So he hasn't been able to do any of the hype. I mean, granted, Chiyo started hyping months ahead of time.
He did.
So I don't see, I mean, like, Scott, where the fuck are you? Months ago. I know there was lots of prep on Inhumans.
It does feel a little like, And again, it's just, it's not anything against Iron Fist. It's just because this is the last show. And it would be the same if Luke Cage had been the last show or Jessica Jones was the last show. It feels like, okay, let's get through this to get to the Defenders. That's what it feels like to me. And it sucks because it's, you know, not fair to the last show, but it's just, that's just what it is, you know, and they're busy filming that. So yeah. Finn can't go out and do the promotion. I figure that's why Jessica was on the AOL thing and not Finn, because Defenders. So
yeah, and I mean, I know some, I mean, like on big movies and stuff, I think they write it in the actor's contracts. Like, you are in this movie and you are available this week.
Yeah.
To be on all the shows. But obviously when Marvel's the one taking up the schedule. And I wonder if Defenders got behind a week or two.
They could have. You never know with weather and things. And
with
you know,
fucking nor'easter, like, will they?
Yeah. Yeah. There's probably some things that they're trying to. There may be even things they're going back and, you know, doing. So.
Yeah. Well, it better be perfect.
God damn it.
Whatever they're doing better be the best show ever.
It's like Brittany was like saying, she's like, these people that are arguing about, you know, Iron Fist should be Asian. She said, where were they when they were arguing? Like, why didn't they argue for a real life bulletproof black man? Like, where are these people? We had to hire this guy. He's been shot 12 times. Like, I mean, are you not mad? Because, I mean, Kristen Ritter really can't fly. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, Charlie Cox is really not a blind dude. I mean, I don't. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get back on that again. It's just so ridiculous. She was so funny about that. And yay. Well, speaking of Inhumans, we haven't talked about Inhumans that started filming Cloak and Dagger. Now, did Cloak and Dagger just film a pilot?
I don't know.
They just
know.
Like a pilot episode, because one of the actors was talking about being done, and then it was like
It was like the director of the episode said they were done, but like in TV, a director only does one episode.
But no, J.D. Evermore, who's on the, he was cast on the show, and hell, I don't know, but I don't know, he may not be in the whole series. I don't know. Talked about how they had wrapped filming.
Yeah.
But I just didn't know if they filmed just a pilot.
See, I thought they were doing the whole series, but it's not entirely clear.
Yeah.
Like, there was somewhere where they said it was going to be a whole series, and
yeah, that's what I thought too.
But somebody said that could have been a misprint. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like an announcement, or it wasn't Hulu saying that.
Well, this is Freeform. This is ABC Family.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Runaways is
Runaways Hulu. Is Hulu. And I mean, Runaways, it wasn't clear. I mean, I thought Runaways was straight to... Well, no. Cloak and Dagger was straight to series. Freeform, Cloak and Dagger is straight to series. So they're doing more than just a pilot. Unless they were doing a pilot and then they were just going to evaluate it and then come back and do the whole... You know, make sure they had the tone right and everything. But
yeah.
So
Runaways is filming?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's filming in LA. Cloak and Dagger is filming in New Orleans. They should be done with Cloak and Dagger's pilot. I mean, they're done with the pilots on both of them by now. And then Inhumans is filming in Hawaii. And I started reading me some Inhumans.
And it was funny that you started that, because I had already like put things in my library that's going to be my next thing without knowing anything about the Inhumans. So, and then you're like, I'm reading it. And I was like, yay.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't, sorry, I had things making noises on my computer. I haven't gotten as into Moon Knight as you have, because you've been reading Moon
Knight. God, I love Moon Knight. That was surprising. I didn't realize I was going to like love it. But now I'm ready for like, okay, I'm ready for the series. I heard so many people talk about it early on, like, we need a Moon Knight series or a Moon Knight movie. And now I'm like, yep, I'm on that train.
Yeah, and like, it's weird. I had this mental picture whenever I was saying, like, we need Moon Knight. We need Moon Knight. And I had this, like, mental picture. I don't know why I thought it was a woman. And I thought, I was thinking, like, Squirrel Girl in white. Like, I have no idea where this mental picture came from. Like, and Moon Knight is so not that. Moon Knight definitely Moon needs Knight to be on Netflix.
It could be, I know Punisher's probably going to be really, really dark and probably rated R. Moon Knight could definitely go that way. Moon Knight definitely needs to be on Netflix.
Yeah, well, and that's what somebody was talking about. Like, of all the genres that Marvel has, yeah, they've got like the young genres now with Cloak and Dagger and Runaways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they've got the prime time. Like, even if Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't survive, Inhumans is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing with that is amazing.
Now, how many episodes?
So Inhumans is going to be 8 episodes.
Okay, good. That's good.
But the first two are going to be available on IMAX in theaters.
Yep.
So, that's also cool. This is brand new.
I don't know why they don't do that for all their shows. We're not the biggest Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan, but there is something about, you know, when we were at New York Comic Con and getting to watch an episode with a room full of people, if they would do that for all their shows, even the Netflix shows, if they would release them in a theater, the first two episodes, holy shit.
Right.
Oh my God. I mean, you still got to go back to watch into Netflix and watch the rest of them, but oh my God, can you imagine?
And I'm thinking that, yeah, I mean, well, and that's even because like for Daredevil season 2, if we hadn't gotten together, there was supposed to be this all night party at a place in North Carolina that like they were going to start showing it at 8 o'clock, and they were going to have like snacks at certain intervals, and they were going to serve you breakfast if you made it all the way to morning. And it was like the idea of watching with a group. Yeah. Cause that was so much fun watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in a room with a bunch of other fans.
It was so fucking fun. That would be so like, and then, you know, other places wouldn't feel left out when there's a premiere. Like we would get to watch the first two episodes right along with y'all. Like that would be,
yeah,
that'd be awesome. And then, you know, you'd be pumped up, and then Friday would come and hell yeah, you'd be ready to wake up at 3 a.m. again.
Yeah.
So get on that, Marvel.
Well, and evidently, like IMAX releases are a big deal. So like they wouldn't be able to, you know, one, you have to film everything in IMAX for it to be ready.
Yeah.
And two, like putting something on the IMAX schedule, I guess.
Is a big deal.
Like you have to plan 2 years ahead of time. Or something like that. You know, like, and there just happened to be a gap and they were able to get this in. Like, when it comes to, you know, like, I don't know. There's complications in regards to IMAX.
Oh, because reasons.
I mean, I guess you could show things in theaters at any time, not IMAX. But yeah, I mean, it will be really interesting if this works and they start doing it on other things.
Yeah. That would be so much fun.
And I'm really excited about Inhumans. So I've read like the first 4 issues where they first ever showed up, which was like Fantastic Four, like 1960s issues.
Right. That's some of the stuff I was reading with old Doctor Strange, the Strange Tales or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
And it's half an issue of Fantastic Four and half an issue of Doctor Strange.
Oh.
And yeah, and I was like, I used to think, God, I don't really want to read Fantastic Four. Those old issues make me freaking love Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Like, it was fun, and it was good. I mean, it was funny. I mean, the love stories are so 1960s. Yes. But, yeah, I mean, like, that's where you first meet the Inhumans, evidently. And then everybody at the MCU Exchange was telling me I had to read the Jenkins Lee run that starts in, like, 98.
Okay.
It's like the earliest Inhuman stories on Marvel Unlimited.
Yeah, I was trying to see what I had put in my... I don't know if I can probably...
And I'm about 4 issues into these, and I'm enjoying it. I don't know why... I mean, like, Black Bolt... So everybody loves Black Bolt. And mm-hmm. then, now, at this point, I've read 7, 8 issues, 9 issues that have Inhumans in them. And I am drawn to Black Bolt. I'm like, yes, I can't wait to see this guy on TV. But he doesn't speak. And he hasn't even, like, I've heard that he uses telepathy or, like, you know, like, people have described how he communicates. I haven't even seen that. It's not that he hasn't spoken. Like, it's, he hasn't done
so,
anything, but he's been, like, very cool. And everybody, like, really respects him. And I'm so confused. I mean, I knew I would love Black Bolt because I like mute characters. But...
Right.
It's so weird. I don't get it.
So how does he communicate?
Well,
like
so
in a
far,
comic panel.
I mean, so far, he hasn't. That's the thing.
Okay.
But okay. Everybody defers to him as the king. Everybody okay. is like, and Black Bolt has, you know, and Black Bolt does not believe that what you are saying is true. Yeah, I mean, like, but they're not showing how he's communicating.
Okay.
Like, there was one time where he's there and there's like a group conversation and they have a prop and he reaches and does something with the prop. But if it was a speaking character, that would have just been something they did anyways, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I know, like, because I've read the Wikipedia page, that he sometimes communicates through telepathy and he sometimes... uses gestures and stuff, but and that's the thing. So, like, so far he's a character that, like, flies around and has emotions, and his brother. So, you know, so the bad guy in this, you realize who that's going to be, right?
No, I've not read anything. I have
the,
no
the
idea.
Bad guy in Inhumans is, oh, crap. What's his name?
No idea.
From Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ramsay. I didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I cannot remember who he's.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
But whoever it was. His character is very Ramsay.
He looked just like the comic.
Yeah.
Who is. Oh, God. I should know this. Playing. Hold on, go to news, bitch.
It's
news.
Like, his name is weird. Like,
oh.
Rayon, Rain.
Yeah, something with an R.
Yeah.
Hold on.
But anyways.
Oh my God.
He's like, evidently, he's his brother. He's Black Bolt's brother.
Okay.
Holy
shit. I must have clicked on, like, the stupidest fucking page ever. Okay. They're all... Oh, Maximus the Mad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's his character's name. Maximus the Mad.
Okay, where did I get R from? Okay, I was totally...
Oh, no, that's his name.
That.
I mean,
yep.
that's the actor's name.
No, I know that, but I thought... I was thinking the character's name started with an R.
No. I thought you were trying to look up the actor's name.
Yeah. No, I know his name. It's something real funky, but yeah. Okay, well, yeah, okay.
So,
well,
yeah.
They're supposed to be done with that by, like, October, September, October?
I think it's in theaters in September.
Nice.
I think.
Nice.
So,
and this is an ABC show, or?
Yes.
Okay.
It's ABC, and it's the Inhumans, but they're the different Inhumans from the ones on S.H.I.E.L.D. I've been learning my Inhumans.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So, like, on S.H.I.E.L.D., there was that Terrigen mist, and it...
Yes.
Everybody turned. Well, so the Terrigen came from outer space.
Right.
And in outer space, but anyways. somewhere not Earth... I don't remember if they're from Kree or if the Kree was separate, because Kree is where the Terrigen came from on S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Inhuman royal family that will be the Inhumans of the Inhumans TV show are aliens.
Yeah.
But they're like, you know, they're an alien race, but they also, like, the Terrigen changes them into their powers. Like, they develop their powers when they get the Terrigen mist.
How do you say the A-T-T-I-L-A-N?
Adelan. Adelan.
Yeah, that's what Adelan. Okay, that's
but that's their town. Like, so
like some kind of like
the lost city of Atlantis. Like, that's Adelan.
Yeah.
So that's why I mean, we're assuming that's why they're filming in Hawaii. That Hawaii is going to be Adelan, and they're going to be there. Yeah. So it's. I think it's going to be confusing for people that don't know all the background, that do watch S.H.I.E.L.D. and know Inhumans, but it's the same basic premise. Like, they look human, and then at some point they go through Terrigenesis and they become Inhuman. They get some sort of powers or not. Oh god, Shelby, are you there?
Oh my god, God hates Skype. What happened?
I don't know. I was just like talking and I was like, damn.
I was talking. I was like, so is this an 8 o'clock show? Is this a 9 o'clock show?
I don't know. I think it's probably a 9 o'clock show. From tone. I mean, like, tone wise, it's a 9 o'clock show. Maybe 10 o'clock.
I hope it's 9, because 10 o'clock sucks ass, but whatever. Because that's what's keeping me from watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I'm completely behind and I've given up and I'm going to watch it when it's on Netflix.
I keep up with it because we talk about it on the NC Exchange podcast. S.H.I.E.L.D., it might just be worth jumping in right now, because they jumped into an alternate reality and a bunch of the people that have died and stuff are back.
Right. I did see where whatchamacallit was probably going to be back. Grant Ward.
Yes.
So yes.
Did you catch that from all of my puns on Twitter?
I saw your puns, but I had saw it on something else before that.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a little video of him doing something, him saying he was back or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Grant Ward's back on S.H.I.E.L.D. Spoilers!
Oh, he's so cute. I'm glad he's back.
But I'm excited for the rest of it, for the rest of the season.
I do. It is a good time to get caught up now. I think I'm so behind now, though, that all the episodes probably that I'm behind are not on Hulu, so I'd probably be a little... I don't know if I could jump back in.
Well, that's what, like, a lot of the middle third... So, like, they split it into three pods this season.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this middle pod, you could skip, and it would be fine.
Okay. Yeah, because I stopped with the first... I didn't even get through Ghost Rider stuff.
Like, if you watch the most recent one, it will tell you enough for you to be...
Ready for the final
ready for pod. Ready for whatever's happening with this final pod.
Well, I will, like, before we stop talking about TV here for a second, I will admit, and I don't admit do this very often, that I was completely wrong. I talked shit about Legion. And Legion is the best shit on TV right now.
And I'm going to catch up on Legion. I watched the pilot, and then I kept just simply forgetting when it was on live.
Well, again, I don't watch it live.
It's on Hulu.
Is it on Hulu too? Okay. Yeah. My sister and I, we watch it together. Like, she DVRs it and we watch it, but it's probably, a 10 o'clock FX show?
Yeah.
Probably 10.
Yeah.
So,
and I tried to get my parents. I was at my parents' house, and they were like, "What should we watch tonight?" And I was like, "That Legion thing you've recorded looks good. Let's." And my dad was like, "What? We should watch this comedy thing."
I was wrong. I wasn't talking shit because I thought the show was gonna suck. I was talking shit because they spent so much money advertising that show.
Right.
That I was a little sick of it before it even premiered. I was like, there's no way it's going to be as good as what they're making out. There's no way. And even after the first episode, I was like, okay, well, I'm in on this, whatever. But the more I watch, I swear to God, it is. It's, there are some people saying it is the best comic book show. It's really close. It's right up. It's up there with Daredevil season one. It's good. And you never know what the fuck you're watching. You really don't, but you don't care. It is a feast for all your senses. I swear to God. I love it. I love fucking Legion. I cry when it's over because it's over. I'm like, no, come back.
Huh. I'm going to watch. I took like 2 weeks off that I didn't have my Fire Stick plugged in.
Yeah.
And I'll plug it in when we're done podcasting.
Yeah, watch it. I bought it. I bought the season on Amazon. I think the season's only like 8 episodes.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be short.
Yeah, it's short. So there's nothing wrong with that, people. There's nothing wrong with a short season. All shows would do better with shorter seasons, so it's good. They haven't said it's coming back yet, but I'm hopeful. I think it will.
As long as we get 3 seasons a year, I'm totally cool with short seasons.
You're back to the Netflix shows again. We're back to the Netflix. So, okay, let's put this to the test. What are we getting a teaser at the end of Iron Fist for Defenders or Punisher?
Defenders.
It's got to be Defenders, right?
Yeah.
Got to be.
And I mean, and we have to be getting the premiere date. I mean, whether they announce it at the red carpet like Luke Cage did, or if it just pops up tomorrow morning or something.
Yeah.
I mean, because remember, like, Iron Fist came at, like, 4 a.m. because I texted you.
Yes. Yes. On, like, the Monday after.
No, it was, like, the Friday before. Yeah, because it was, like, the day you were flying out to come here.
No, I was there.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. I was there. Oh. Yeah, I was there.
Did I roll over and wake you up?
Yes. Yes, because it was nothing but the little smoking pot. Yes.
Yes. Well,
I was there.
Totally worth it.
It was. We could be getting this time next week. We could be talking about a Defenders teaser. I will die.
I'm going right now and changing the Defenders to one that like texts me whenever they post
show. Oh yeah, you get your notifications turned off.
Yeah, I get my Defenders notifications. I get the Iron Fist notifications. I get the Twitter notifications for Iron Fist, like on my phone. And half the time when they tweet, they're directing it at you. Like, oh look, it's the Iron Fist account tweeting at Shelby again.
Listen, I can't help that I like run the hype train. I can't help that. It's my job. It's my duty.
They're like, one person still likes us. We know we have one fan out there.
It's my destiny. Damn it.
Yes.
Oh, I know. The other day I felt so bad. I sent Finn Jones like, oh, this like love and positivity tweet, which he liked. I was like, yay. I wanted him to see something positive. That was after he left Twitter and like came back. But, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I can't, because I can't fucking stand negativity. I just really can't. I just think it's easier to talk about things you do like than to spend like paragraphs and paragraphs and tweets and rages over stuff you just do not like. I'm just, yeah. Ugh, that doesn't nobody any good whatsoever. If you don't like Iron Fist, don't watch it. I don't know how you know you don't like it right now, but if it like makes you that angry, then don't watch it. Bless it. What else is going on?
So I went to the movies last week. I have gone to the movies more so far in 2017 than I think I did in all of 2016. Possibly all of 2015 and 2016 combined.
I'm trying to think. What have I seen in... I don't think I've ever seen anything but...
You did. You went and saw the same thing as me last week.
No, I know, Logan. I was trying to think of something else. John Wick, but I was trying to think of anything before that.
I saw Hidden Figures.
Cool.
Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Lego Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I want to think I've seen something else.
Yeah, I want to think there was
something else. But it really doesn't take that many to beat my tally from last year. I mean, last year I saw Doctor Strange, so And Civil War.
Yeah, and Civil War. Yeah, you didn't ever go see the Suicide Squad or Batman versus Superman?
No.
Okay, well, that was a good decision.
I probably saw another movie or two. I just don't remember what.
Yeah, did you like Logan? How'd you feel about Logan?
I liked Logan.
Logan was good.
I liked it. It probably, so I haven't, like, kept up on the X-Men movies. Not for any real reason other than I just don't go to the movies much.
I'm just not, I'm just not an X-Men expert, okay? Like, I've seen all, maybe not all of them, but I did go see Apocalypse and probably whatever was before that, but yeah. Yeah. But that's okay. I feel like this movie was a good standalone movie anyway.
Yeah, it was a nice standalone movie, and it was fun. No, wait, there was nothing fun about it.
No.
It was emotional, it was deep, it was satisfying, and it did end on, like, a potential high note. I mean...
And I was so glad they went the rated R route, because that's the Logan, that's the Wolverine you need to see. And it was gory, and it was a little violent, and there were some F words thrown in, and it was perfect.
It was able to surprise me. Like,
yeah,
I there were moments that I was legit surprised, and it was good. I kind of need to see it again, because I kind of don't remember. Like, that's one thing. Like, afterwards, I was like, yes, that was fulfilling, and I enjoyed it.
Well, there were times when I was watching, and I don't even know his name in the movie, what the character he plays. Logan? The guy with the little... No, not Hugh Jackman. I know Hugh Jackman. Holy shit. Who's that guy that's played Wolverine all these years? No, the guy with the robotic hand. Him.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's like the only complaint I've seen about the movie is, like, we don't even really know who the fuck this guy is.
I don't know who, but every time they showed him, every time he was on screen, he, like, had my full attention, and I was making these, like, sexual noises, like oh, and Brittany's there with it, and she's like, stop making that noise. It's like, I don't care. Oh my God, I'm in love with him. Okay. Oh, yes. So, yeah, I loved him. I think his name's Boyd Holbrook, I think, in real life, but I don't know who he played in the movie.
Yeah. And that was the hardest thing. Did you know about the Deadpool appearance at the beginning?
I did not. I figured there was something Deadpool was going to come, but I didn't know. I did not know. Now, my sister did, because she immediately, because at first when all you see is the dude walking in the hoodie, like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, Matt Murdock? You know, I was joking. She's like, Wade Wilson? So she, apparently my sister already knew, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what, like, they managed to almost keep that a secret. And, like, the day of it was announced, and the first thing I wanted to do was get up with you and be like, oh my God, we're getting Deadpool. And then I was like, no. No. I'm going to let Shelby have this surprise.
Right? Because it was a surprise. I was not expecting the cold open like that.
Yeah.
And at first you're watching this and you're going, wait a minute. This totally does not fit in with Logan at all. Like, I can understand if Wade makes an appearance in this movie, okay, I get it. All right. But I'm going, this is, I don't know how I feel about this. And then it was just a Deadpool teaser. So I was happy. I was like, oh, yay.
Yeah.
First, I was a little concerned.
And it was, yeah. I mean, like, I was able to show it to my dad, who hasn't made it all the way through Deadpool yet.
Aww.
And I was like, Dad, just go ahead. Well, and not for any particular reason. Like, he started watching it and then got a call from work or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, Dad, just, like, pull this up and watch it. And he was like, okay. And he was, like, laughing out loud. Like,
it was so cute. It was so great. I was a little, like, disappointed there was no post-credit scene. But I guess that's kind of like the encore at a rock show. Like, it gets done to death. And there's, you know.
Yeah.
There are times it calls for it.
On the other hand, like, there I am sitting in the theater making my friend wait. Like, no. No.
Yes, we did.
We have to hang out, and, like, most of the theater left, but there's, you know, like, 10 of us nerds, like, still in there, like, yeah.
Well,
like,
we always like to be the ones that, like, clap when it's over. Like, yay!
Yeah.
And And then we stay for the credits. So anytime, like at the end when they go, Logan, and they go like, Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman! Patrick Stewart! You know, yes. Or even like stunt people we recognize, like a Deadpool. Phil Silvera!
Yeah, well, and the stunt person for the little girl and Logan, I think is the same person that did Elektra.
Okay.
I think it's Elektra's stunt person. It's either Elektra or Colleen Wing, because I was following her on Twitter, but I think she's Elektra's.
Cool. It's awesome. It was fucking so badass.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. And now I am counting down the fucking days to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I love Guardians of the Galaxy. The soundtrack makes me happy. The trailers make me happy. I can't fucking wait.
I'm excited.
So excited. Then I guess after that it'll be, I'm not counting DC movies here. I know there's some DC movies coming out. And then I guess after that is Thor next? Thor after Guardians?
No, after Guardians, the next thing is Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, God, how did I forget Spider-Man? Then Thor, right?
Then Thor.
Don't know why.
Thor, did you see the pictures from Thor this week?
I did see the pictures. Everybody was going crazy over Chris Hemsworth's short hair. They cut Thor's hair.
Well, I knew his hair was going to be short because his... I don't remember why I thought I knew that his hair would be short, but yeah.
I didn't know that, but it doesn't bother me because Chris Hemsworth, it just doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I'm not usually looking at his hair. No.
So cool. So I'm ready for a teaser from that. Yes.
Right. Well, yeah. So there's definitely a post-credit scene on Guardians because it's legit Marvel. but yeah, there's a lot of shit going on.
So much good stuff, and there's so much good stuff happening in comics. There's a Defenders comic now that's coming out in, what, June?
I have no idea, Shelby. I have become completely incapable of keeping up with comics.
I'm not much better because I have decided that it's kind of pointless for me to order week to week, so I've sort of stopped ordering, like, maybe every other week I order or once a month. Now, so I'm kind of either always running a week behind or a week ahead. So, yeah, I think it's June because I know there's a little thing in one of the free comic book day issues. There's going to be like a little Defenders preview. Oh,
that's right. And free comic book day should be coming soon.
May sometime. Okay. May something or another. I'm excited.
Yeah, like I wasn't able. So, like, I have stuff that goes on Wednesdays, so I can't always... Well, I am not even trying to go to the stash on a Wednesday anymore because they close at 6 and I just can't get there.
Right.
And the one time I did, they had a little Be Back in 15 sign up and it was cold. And...
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But I just, like... You know, and so I miss a week or I miss a couple weeks and then I go and I'm like catching up. And like Daredevil, obviously, I know when I've read the last one or whatever.
It's so good right now.
Jessica Jones and like the new Kingpin one and Bullseye. Like evidently I bought Kingpin number one twice.
Did you?
Killer Mika. Like I keep forgetting where I am in the series. And like last week while I was home, I like pulled out all of my comics and I was sorting them out. So I had them all together. And I have so many multiples where I've been buying like multiples of the same one and then not even reading them. Like just being behind on my, it's just like books where I love buying them and I don't read them. So I think I'm going to like Daredevil, I'm going to keep buying, but I think I'm going to go digital. I mean, this also because I'm living in hotel rooms.
Yeah, I have thought about doing that too on some things. Daredevil, I subscribe to. But I always buy digitally anyway, especially right now. It's such a point that I can't wait. I physically just can't wait. Yep. Because I'm sort of in love with Charles right now, who's writing this. He's like done me good for the past like 4 months now, or however long that I'm, you know. So that I'm keeping that one. Kill or Be Killed. I also subscribe to that, so that's okay. Still reading Postal. The new Hawkeye. I keep up with that. Jessica Jones. Power Man and Iron Fist is ending in April. Because he's David Walker's going on to write Luke Cage. And I have, like you said, I have read Kingpin number one. I've read Bullseye number one. I have not read Elektra yet. I have that to read. But that's about it that I'm trying to like keep up with. But again, it's not a, if I don't have, I never have it the week it comes out. So
yeah.
If I wait and don't have it, but once a month, then that's fine. And sometimes there's two issues that come out in a month or whatever, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's,
I was trying to follow the whole Running with the Devil, which was Elektra, Kingpin, Bullseye.
I
haven't even gotten an Elektra.
I didn't do Elektra. Brittany read it, and she just said there's not a lot of words in it. It's not very wordsy, the first issue. But I have. I will read it. I tried Bullseye. Bullseye just doesn't interest me.
Yeah, I mean, I've read the first Bullseye. I don't know if I have the second one or not. I have, like, a pile, like, when I did all my sorting, and then I threw them all in a bag, and I podcasted with you instead of unpacking that bag.
Yeah, Bullseye's tough to me, because there's just no, he's just a real bad baddie. Like, that's not interesting to me.
Yeah. And I haven't, evidently I've bought Kingpin twice, and I haven't read either of the issues that I bought.
Oh, Kingpin's good.
Yeah,
I had heard good things about it before I read it, but it lives up to the hype. It's good.
I don't know if I've read the most recent Katie Kate Hawkeye.
I have one that's coming. I think we're on four.
I have no idea if I've read the most recent Jessica Jones that I bought. I've just got it. That's like on my list. Like, I'm gonna catch up on my comics and like see where I am and get up on everything. I didn't expect these little, like, 20-page books with pictures to,
I know, take over your life.
Become an overwhelming, like, I can't keep up with these 20 pages with pictures.
I've gotten better than I was at this time last year. Last year, I was going a little crazy with what I was trying to read and order. And now I know a little bit more about what I like and what I have, like, absolutely, like, have to have the day it comes out. The things that can wait, the things that I'll keep up with at my own pace, things that I will just wait till they're on Marvel Unlimited, because there's still a shit ton of goodness on Marvel Unlimited to read. So, yeah. So I say that, and let me tell you what I did with my last order. Midtown had like a 75% off special, which doesn't always mean that Daredevil back issues are 75% off. No, they're most of the time 25% off. But what did I do? I went and bought like a shit ton of Daredevil back issues. Why? Because I was reading the old Bendis and Maleev stuff and got caught up again. I was like, I need this in my life and I need to hold it in my hand. And I might want to like cut it out and frame it. And this is only $1.25. And I need a copy of that Maleev cover again for some reason. So, yeah, it happens. Sometimes I get a little crazy. But what are you going to do? I mean, it's not a bad investment. But I figured out, you know, the page that we love so much. I figured, yes, I would buy that issue and I may just take that page out and just frame it because it's one of my favorite pages.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, there's just such good artwork in some of these panels and pages that are my favorite. Like, Matt and Black Widow and Matt and Mila, and so yeah, because when you Daredevil is one of the ones, and Brittany will tell you, when you get back to reading Daredevil, you almost can't stop and read anything else. So right. Fucking good, right. So fucking good. So that's where I'm at in comics. I haven't really jumped into anything like on the hype train for anything new to go, oh my god, read this.
Well, that's what there's some, like, even Kill or Be Killed, I think, because I have such a hard time, like, all the comic book shops around here just carry Marvel and DC.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Kill or Be Killed is popular enough that they've been carrying it, but a lot of the others, so I think I'm just going to go to, like, buying trade paperbacks when there's a series like that. Because I've been trying, like, when I get up to Midtown, oh, I'm going to stock up on all of these, but I don't remember where I've been. I don't, yeah. So
that is tough sometimes, especially when they take a break, like when Killer Be Killed like took a break and came back in January. It was hard to remember. Are we on number 4, 5?
Yeah,
you
six.
Know.
Yeah.
So now it's now 7 comes out this week. So,
cool.
But like that and Curse Words is one of I have read that one. I'm trying to.
And that's where I wanted to read Curse Words, but none of the shops around here carried it. So I think I'm going to wait until.
Assholes.
Yeah.
God. So hard. Comics are so hard.
Yeah.
So hard. Being a nerd. So hard.
It is.
But yeah, it's still. Yeah. So I am proud. I am proud of both of us. I think we were a little crazy like early on, and we have become more like educated and, you know, thoughtful fans.
Well, but you see, I guess I did, because like I would go in and I would just like buy whatever, because my
but let me tell you
back home, like they're really good about giving recommendations,
yeah,
and stuff.
But look, but you know what Marvel has done? You know how you would be, you know, I'd give you the download code to something, or I'd put the download code up. Now they have like started putting in the back of those, not the download code for that issue. It's like, here, you can read the first issue of these 3 books. And it's like the old ass, like Old Man Logan or Civil War or something. I'm like, why? Did I like ruin this for everybody by giving away download codes? Is this all my fault?
Because, I don't think so.
Because I was sharing my download codes. Because, see, that was a good way for us to, you know, to share and do things. But, you know, to keep from having to buy the same issue twice, which I apparently do anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Well, and I reached another nerd level this week. Because.
What's that?
So, I mean, you know about it, but so with our Marvel Unlimited subscriptions.
Yes!
We got
Pepper Potts.
Yeah, so we got like these little figurines. And like I got that box and I went through it and I was like, okay, this stuff kind of looks cool. Maybe I'll think it's cooler, you know, in 6 months when I know more about what I'm
Listen, when I did the same thing. I opened up the box last year and I was like, oh, membership card. And yeah. I immediately got the membership card and put it somewhere where I knew where it was. And I was like, oh, cool. Some Civil War comics, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. And this
maybe
is,
I'll go back and read what, these. You know, I need to read these.
Yeah. Yeah. And that figure is nothing special. Okay. And some pins. And I put the box up and put it away and have not gone back to it since. And then boom, you tell me the story. You're like.
Yeah. So the guys like. The guys at the MCU Exchange were talking about, like, this figure they wanted. And it comes in the Marvel Unlimited box. And mine year's about to renew. Yours just renewed. You just got your new box. Mine should be coming any day. And I was like, well, I mean, like, when mine comes, I'll be happy to send you that figure. You know, like, whatever. I got it. I stuffed it under my bed. And he was like, why would you do that? And I was like, because I don't want it. And he was like, it's worth money. Like, real money. So.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Like, what? Okay. 20. It's like, what? Worth 20 bucks? 30 bucks?
Right. That could be like, I didn't even remember this Iron Man figurine that was in the box last year. Like.
Honest to God, didn't either. I might have. Like, I was just in my head going, it was something Civil War hyped up. That's the only thing I was, like, thinking. Like, okay. It's. Yeah. I didn't remember either.
So when I was home, I, you know, dug out the box, I found the thing, I took a picture, and I was like, is this what y'all said was worth money? And they sent me back a screenshot on eBay of it being listed for $150.
Holy shit.
So I, like, immediately took that picture and posted it on eBay. And so it had, I sent you a screenshot when it had jumped up to, like, $113.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had posted it like starting bid price of $50 and it pretty immediately got the bid of $50.
That is crazy.
It jumped up to $113, but it turns out, so I did like a 10-day auction that ends tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And the people that had bid all of those like over $100 bids actually ended up canceling them. So it's back down to a $51 bid. And I actually, like, I talked to eBay because I was like, I think there was something shady going on.
Because yeah, somebody were running it. Yeah.
When it jumped up that high, people stopped watching the auction.
Yeah.
So I think there was something shady going on. But, and they gave me the option, like, well, you can take it down and relist it if you want to. But I decided not to because I do still have like 30 people watching the auction. So I know we've talked about the Marvel Unlimited membership a lot, but even if this sells at $51,
you've made your money back. Almost.
I'll have made, yeah, like it'll have paid for half of the Marvel Unlimited subscription. And then that's how I'm getting the invites to the Iron Fist premieres. That's how I'm getting, like, I don't know why everybody, I mean, like these people that want this figure, I don't know why they don't just get a Marvel Unlimited subscription.
Right? Are they not like available everywhere? Surely they are.
I don't know.
Or maybe it's just they have started this year and they want the one from last year. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, maybe it's because a year has passed and you can't go back and get that figure now and it's got time and everything. So, like, maybe this year's I'll stick under a bed and pull back out in a year and throw an eBay.
Yeah, it's Captain Marvel. It's cute.
Yeah, that's the one that and that was on eBay. I mean, I've seen it. It'll sell for at least $50.
That's crazy. I'm like, you just sign on and get you a membership. God damn. Yeah.
So it looks as though you could take all the pieces out of your MU subscription swag box and sell them for as much as your subscription. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it, people. But I will take it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what it ends up going for. See, I'm too lazy to even list mine and have to be worried about shipping it.
See, I was doing like online. I mean, I was doing eBay stuff while I was home. I was just trying to get rid of shit around the house. So I had just like downloaded the app and it was just like, oh, is this worth money? Let me snap a picture of it with my phone. Okay, maybe that'll sell and give me money.
Yeah. See, I do the opposite on eBay. I'm like, ooh, I want this Scarlet cover. Let me buy it.
Yeah.
I'm buying more junk. While you're getting rid of junk, I'm buying more things.
Well, don't buy my shit because I would probably just give it to you. Unless it's this $100 figurine.
I do need to go through some of my comics and do that and find a place to like donate them or, you know, whatever. Do something. Yeah. With them.
So anyways, Marvel Unlimited gets even better.
It does. I don't know why anybody wouldn't do it. It is worth it. It's worth just as much as my Netflix subscription to me.
Yeah.
Which I really don't pay for Netflix either, so.
Well, that's what, now I don't feel as guilty because I've had this MU Plus and like I don't read that many on it. Excuse me.
You should though. I went for a period. Gosh, are you? Don't die. Don't die.
It got cold.
Don't die. You have to go to the Iron Fist premiere.
It got cold. I had to sneeze a bunch. Oh my god, I'm freezing to death, Shelby. It's probably like 70 degrees in here.
But no, you should really read fucking Marvel Unlimited.
Well, I fill do. And, I mean, like this week, yeah, like that's how I got into Inhumans.
Yeah,
and, but there are times where I go like weeks and I don't touch it, and then like I'll pick it up me and too. I'll just like read a whole bunch. So like I was feeling guilty, you know, for those weeks I don't touch it. But now that I know that the whole thing like kind of pays for itself, yeah, I won't feel. I'm letting myself free of that guilt.
I know I'm probably going to make Brittany get Marvel Unlimited Plus when hers is time to renew. So she can get a figure and sell it and know that it pays for itself. I mean, shit.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what, I mean, like the figure, I mean, by the time I pay the eBay fees and all of that, it won't pay for the whole subscription. But if I turned around and also sold those comics that come with it, and then maybe the pens, it would maybe cover the cost. I mean, like, it's not, like, fail-safe. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe if this does go back up to $113, then, yeah, it would all pay for it. I still say very much worthwhile.
no, we lost Shelby again. This is the saddest thing ever.
You know, if you don't want to talk to me.
God hates Marvel Unlimited, too. All right, so what are the things we are looking forward to in the next few weeks? Besides, okay, we got Iron Fist.
We got the Iron Fist.
We got Iron Fist.
And then we are going to talk about Iron Fist. And then we're going to have a Defenders premiere date. And then, I don't know, I haven't really, what else in the next few weeks?
How do you think we're going to podcast our Iron Fist thoughts? Are we going to, like...
You know what? I think we should... when we're a few episodes in, we should get together and have our friend join us and just chat. And that's going to be just peachy.
So peachy.
So peachy. we don't promise that it'll be the most on topic, but I say, like, once we're a few episodes in, we have our peachy conversation.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we talk again. I mean, I don't know, because we made all kinds of plans of how we were going to talk about Luke Cage, and then we just didn't feel like talking about Luke Cage.
We just did it. I just feel like that's just not our podcast. There are other podcasts who do that way better.
Yeah. We were at New York Comic Con. We had so many other things going on that week.
Yeah.
So I just say we wait and see how we feel about Iron Fist and we chat about it in whatever way.
Sounds good. That sounds good.
I mean, listeners... I mean, like, all 12 of you, if you have opinions on how you want to hear us talk about Iron Fist.
Oh, it's the internet. People have opinions.
Just give me your opinions. Just give them to me. It's the internet. People have opinions.
People have opinions. Holy shit.
Yes. But if you have opinions on how you want us to express our opinions.
If you have opinions on our opinions, yes. About your opinions.
On how we should, yeah. Just let us know. And we may or may not listen.
But yeah, probably.
I say we just watch it and see how we feel about it. I mean, who knows? We might want to podcast at like 5 o'clock Friday morning. And be like,
holy shit.
How did those reviewers not love episode 2?
Oh my god, the kung fu! Yeah. It's fucking glowing fist. When do we get the glowing fist? Do you think we get the glowing fist in the first fucking episode?
No, I really don't. I mean, like, from the little... So, I haven't read the reviews, but I've read what people have said about the reviews.
Yeah.
Evidently, like, one of the big complaints is that they take a really long time to get to the special powers.
Oh.
So.
Well.
But maybe. I mean, I expect to see the glow fixed in the title sequence. Ooh, we should get the title sequence soon, because that usually comes out before the series.
I hope so. Ben is the one who was saying that the title sequence was, like, really cool.
Yeah. My guess, just my prediction, you guys, is that it'll be some emo, slow motion showing of the muscles in his body and then the fist lighting up and punching against the other fist. Not too different from like a statue of Daredevil with blood dripping and like a slow motion pan over Luke Cage's body and all the other fucking Netflix shows on the planet. Some slow motion emo showing scenes of the area where it's going to be. Sorry.
Who do you think has the best opening credits? Like, so far?
I like Jessica Jones.
See, I kind of like, Luke Cage. I know it seems like a ripoff of Daredevil. It seems like the same thing, but I don't.
I feel like Daredevil is a ripoff of House of Cards. From the very first time I saw the Daredevil title sequence, I was like, it's just like the House of Cards title sequence.
Who has the best opening theme? I feel like
that's hard because now I have like emotions attached to them.
I so know, like, I
don't,
right?
Like, the themes don't stand alone. Like, when I hear the Daredevil theme, I'm getting ready to watch Daredevil, and that's exciting.
It's Daredevil.
But
it is,
the Luke Cage theme, I mean, I loved the tone of everything about Luke Cage.
And then Jessica Jones, though. I love it, too, because it, like, starts off, and then it, like, kicks in.
Yeah.
There's this just slow build with Jessica Jones.
Yeah. So,
so can't wait for Iron Fist.
Yeah. I mean, I want to thank Luke Cage. I had seen the episodes before they released the title sequence. So,
okay.
Maybe Wednesday or Thursday they'll release that.
That would be so cool. So much excitement this week that might just drop. But yeah, these people that gripe that, oh my god, we don't see the glowy fist till like episode 4 would be the other people. They would gripe if it like came like 5 seconds into the show. So
yeah,
whatever. You know, the people griping about the glowy fist, they're gonna gripe about the glowy fist. It's too glowy. It's not glowy enough. His fist should be flaming. It should be flaming.
It's
just
too
glowy.
Unrealistic. It's too unrealistic for this grounded universe.
His fist should be on fire. His fist should really be iron.
Yes.
So, this is, you know, because Walking Dead is catching a lot of kind of CGI shit over the past, well, since it came back from break, there's been a lot of Walking Dead, like, nitpicking and hate going on. Because now it's the cool thing to do is hate on The Walking Dead, so.
Hey, I didn't hate, I am no longer hating on The Walking Dead. Just.
But people were bitching about it like a CGI deer, and
oh my god,
I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, what? Yeah, y'all would be the same people bitching though if like it was like they use like real animals. You'd be going, oh my god, it's Georgian, it's too hot. What were they doing this deer? And it's too
Oh my god, Shelby. Speaking of real live animals, like
yes,
driving through a little town in North Carolina. There were two elk standing on the sidewalk eating a bush.
I saw your picture of the two
elk. Two elk just standing on the sidewalk eating a bush. Like elk. In North Carolina. Anyways.
I love it. See? Or were they? Maybe they were really good CGI elk.
Maybe it was hologram elk.
So, yeah. So, it's just, I don't know. So. I'm ready. Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
I am so ready. And I'm excited about our chat with Peaches next week.
Decided. I hope my internet, I've got plans. I'm going to like probably just jump on the Verizon LTE network and use data and who cares. So this will work because I want it to work. So.
Okay. Well, and I mean, it'll be on the weekend. So your internet is usually working for us on the weekends.
Yes, as long as the weather's doing okay for everybody.
That's right. My nor'easter should be gone.
Yes.
I keep calling it a nor'easter. Like one of my coworkers called it a nor'easter like 5 days ago, and I've just trusted that that's still the case. They are saying a foot of snow. And that I only know because my coworker said a few days ago we're getting a foot of snow, and
Well, if you go to the premiere and you see like Finn, tell him we love him. Just tell him we love him. Say we love you, Finn, baby Iron Finn, Sir Loras, the Knight of Flowers.
My mom loves you.
Show us your dragon. Yeah, but give all the defenders our love.
I will. I will give them all the love. I will just...
And nerd out even the people that, you know, like, just nerd out at everybody that you see. Yay!
I am so gonna nerd out. I'm gonna be an embarrassment of everybody in the MU line. That's a warning. Those of you listening that are gonna be in the line with me.
They're gonna have the most fun ever. Oh my god.
Right?
It's gonna be great. Just FaceTime me or something when you're there. Or, oh, that's I'm sorry, true. Whatever.
Maybe I'll do like a Facebook Live.
There you go. Yeah, Facebook Live.
I'll do like a Facebook Live or something and be like, here I am. Okay, yeah, I'm not even going to make plans because if I start making plans, there'll be a foot of snow and I won't be there. So.
And it's at 8, is it 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock? Or 7 o'clock?
7:30.
Or... Okay.
And they say, like, well, call opens at 6.
So you need to be there.
Five. And there's no guarantee that there'll be a ticket for everybody. But last, I mean, like, Luke Cage, there were plenty. And especially if there's nasty weather, there'll be plenty. And, like, last time it wasn't that we'll call open. It was that they had a place for you to stand and wait. And then they let us out, like, 15 minutes before the show started.
It's going to be great. But, it's going to be fine. And everybody's going to be there. And it's going to be the biggest, most awesome Netflix premiere ever. Right. And there's going to be even, like, they're probably going to bring a real dragon.
Well, maybe that's the thing. Maybe they're only showing the first episode. What if they're only showing the first episode because they're going to show, like, Defenders clips?
They could show you a Defenders, or you could just get the Defenders teaser. I don't know if they'll show clips. Yeah. I don't think this is like Comic-Con, but
maybe it is.
They could.
It could be. You don't know. You don't know, Shelby.
Maybe tomorrow when you go to the Daredevil panel, Charlie Cox will host the Daredevil panel. Surprise!
That would be fun. Well, that's what I keep wondering. I'm like, they're all there. Like, why do we just get, like, Eldon and Peter? You know, why don't... But I'm excited for it just to be, like, Eldon and Peter. And...
Well, if it's a Daredevil panel, I'm going to be very disappointed if you don't stand up and ask a question.
What question should I ask?
John Bernthal, why is your face always so fucked up?
Oh my god, John, I didn't recognize you without a giant bruise.
Yeah. When is John Bernthal showing up?
Because it's Eldon, and Eldon just, like, always does not care. So, like...
No. Make him tell a funny Charlie Cox story. Like, if he's not there, Charlie's always at these things with them. Make them tell something about Charlie. Like, just some funny Charlie Cox story.
I mean, but Eldon has literally already talked about the smell of his farts.
just something. I don't know.
Okay, I'll have to think on this. I'm not good at coming up with interview questions.
Me neither. Or asking them, but whatever.
That's why if we ever have guests, it's not an interview. It's just a conversation.
I'm already, like, trying to prepare for next weekend with, like, real legitimate...
Are you?
...questions.
That's good.
Sort of, yes.
That's good. That's good.
Number one. What happened? I'll go for a favor. Why did you have to ruin my life?
Number one. Yeah.
No, just kidding. Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you go think on your questions.
I'm gonna think on my questions. And we'll talk to everybody again in about a week.
Yeah, unless something major drops.
Like a foot of snow.
Stop! Fuck snow!
Alright. Bye!
Okay, guys. Bye, guys!